been about a year and a half. Played in Maritimes last October, qualified for Nationals, came second in Maritimes, qualified for Nationals, Masters Nationals, so that's over 35. And then we were supposed to go to Saskatoon to play in a Masters National competition, but there was some changes in the schedule and a removal of the Masters division, so we actually got put into a women's division.
Okay.
Yeah.
So that poses, obviously, you're playing in Masters. It's over 35. Big difference, I would say. Is it the caliber of play, or...?
It's a big difference in the way the team was built. So we had more restrictions on the players we chose because it all had to be over 35. And the rules are a little bit different, too, because in that division, you're allowed to have up to 7 courtesy runners. Whereas in women's, you have 3 courtesy runners. That plays a big impact in our game. And instead of going to play against 35 and up, we were facing 20-year-olds and people half our age.
Yeah.
Which we brought wisdom with us, so and experience.
It.
So
absolutely,
right. Okay,
and an emotional intelligence amongst the girls that amongst the women that really I think worked to our advantage against younger players.
So are these girls from your team, they're all New Brunswickers, obviously.
Mm-hmm.
Is it just Southeast? Is it across the province?
Across the province.
Okay.
Yeah.
And is there a way you pick your team?
We have a pretty core group of 11 to 12 players right now. And as, I mean, we're all working. A lot of us are working mothers, so life gets very busy. So sometimes we have players that can't make it to Nationals or to big tournaments, so we bring on new players. But the idea is to make the strongest team possible in New Brunswick with over 35 players.
Okay. Are there a lot of, you know, Masters over 35 teams across the country? It's a recreational kind of sport. You drink beer, that kind of thing, right? But there's obviously a lot of teams out there over 35 who still take this pretty seriously.
Absolutely. I think there's probably, you can speak to this, there's more Masters men's teams out there than there are women's teams.
Yes, like in Moncton right now, we have a women's league. We do not have yet a master's league, but it's something that we're looking into doing and developing. It's just like Angela mentioned, we have a lot of mothers that it's hard enough to get out of the house one day a week, but to have two different leagues or two different divisions, it could be harder to come out and play more often. So they allow themselves one night a week for recreation and weekends as well for tournaments. So it's definitely something that is growing, and we're hoping that it keeps going, and we're advocating for it.
It's almost proof, you know, just because you're 35 and older, sports doesn't end. You can still get out there and be competitive.
This is it. And I think it's extremely important for, you know, women over 35, women in general, to be involved in sports. There's this community of women that we've put together that are so supportive. I think for a lot of us, it's an outlet. It's a chance to decompress and let go of all of the other, I always think of it as browsers. We've got all these browsers open in our brain, and when we go play ball, we get to close those browsers and focus on one and be together as a group. And I think it's extremely important for mental health, work-life balance, home-life balance. I think it's building awareness is the most important thing right now.
So any specific moments take us back to Saskatoon that, you know, you want to talk about, any successes, any, you know, things that you're going to take with you in years to come, things like that?
Even before getting to Saskatchewan, the outpour of support we had from friends, family members, even people that were friends of friends, and the impact that had on us, like we knew, okay, we're going there to represent the Maritimes. We didn't know how we would fare nationwide because that wasn't the division we had played to qualify for. But having that, and then once we got there, it was incredible because we were the furthest team from that point, from Saskatchewan. And so we went there with a support group of 3 people. And we left there with the crowds, like everyone was... congregating at our field and cheering us on. People we had just met, umpires would change their shirts to come cheer for us. Players from other teams would do the same, just because our energy and our they could see we were having fun, and the team chemistry was palpable.
Mm-hmm. So you say you left your mark there in Saskatoon.
I would say so. Yeah. We drew some pretty big crowds, and I think there was also an element of us being an underdog team because we were a master's team playing in a women's division. So, and I think we're just, as Maritimers, very friendly, and it was incredible the amount of people that came out to support us. And then the live streams, the number of people watching those live streams was incredible. What a beautiful opportunity that was for us. We're just excited about Nationals next year now.
So have you been to that Nationals before? Have you competed there before, ever?
No.
No.
Some of us had. Many of us, it was the first time. It was the first time going that far away also for many. Some of us had played, but most of them, it was their first Nationals ever, yeah.
So you did bring home the gold. But you brought home the silver.
We did.
Which is, did you anticipate that going in? Obviously, when things changed, you know, did you anticipate, hey, we're going to bring home this gold or silver or
anything
at all? I think
we were just hoping to go in there and use our strengths, our maturity, our wisdom, our ability to connect and work together as a team. We were going to use that as our strength, and it worked out really well. We didn't fall apart at all in that tournament. We really came together as a team. Bringing home a silver, I think, is just icing on the cake. I don't know if we didn't really talk about the outcome.
Okay.
Just really enjoyed ourselves.
We knew we were facing more challenges than other teams might, just because of the build that we had done for ourselves. And Maritime, we have a smaller population, and we don't always have the facility year-round to practice either, whereas other places would. So, like Angela said, we were going there thinking we were the underdogs, but after that first day, we were like, wow, we're contenders here. Like, we can compete with the best. And we played, our chemistry was so good that we played near flawless games. Everyone got on bases. If there were any errors, which is going to happen in the game, there were very few and far between with every game we've played. Like, the communication was there as well. I was trying to yell out to the team how to position themselves, and my voice doesn't always carry, so third baseman would hear me yell out, and everyone would communicate if there was someone was going for a ball. So it was just a well-oiled machine. And I don't think, even though, like, we didn't come home with the gold, I think we were all satisfied with the effort we put in and the results. So I know my husband can be very competitive. When I sent him a picture of the medal, he replied back, I don't see the I can't tell the color. And I thought he was making a dig at me for me to say, yeah, it's not gold, it's silver. But I replied back to him. I said, it's silver. And I said, and we're very happy with those results.
Mm-hmm. Slow pitch is it's a growing community here. Mm-hmm. More and more people want to get out and play, and there mm-hmm. are teams kind of sitting there trying to get into the leagues. And
it's growing, yeah. And right now what we're having a hard time with is new players wanting to find a team, but the teams are already finalized or have known each other for years, and their roster's full already. So at the moment, like when I first knew about the slow pitch community, there were 3 women team, and now we're at 15.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
What advice would you give?
Our women's league is open to all levels of players. Not everybody has to play on a tournament team like the Hot Flashes or any of the tournament teams. But our women's league is very open to all levels. There are some teams that are a little more competitive, but then there's a mixed bag on most teams of beginner players and then some veteran players, which makes for a really good league of teams that can compete against each other.
Obviously, it's too late now to get onto a team because our season's almost over. Mm-hmm. For next year, where do they look? Where do they find information if they wanted to sign up?
Yeah, if they have a Facebook account, the Moncton Ladies Slow Pitch League has a page. We always do a call out, and then people can comment on there. If they're looking for a team, they can reach out, and then we'll have contact people that they can reach out. I'm one of the contact person that they can definitely reach out to, and I'll try to find them a team. And like Angela said, like, our teams are from completely recreational to more competitive and everything in between. So if there's a new player and that player is more comfortable playing with a team that is not so competitive, they'll still face competitive team just because that's good for their development, and playing stronger team brings out the stronger player out of you. But if they are looking for a team, we'll try to match them with a team that matches their personality as well. Yeah.
So when's Nationals next year? Do you know?
It's going to be the first week of August. Okay. It's going to be in Ontario. The exact location hasn't been disclosed yet. It's still to be determined. But, yeah, so the Hot Flashes are looking forward to doing more travels in Ontario mm-hmm. this year. Mm-hmm. One of the things, too, that was when we played as a team, softball, slow pitch is a team sport. When we played as a team, we also, one of the girls that's from Bathurst, her daughter had sent messages, like little notes, encouraging notes. So she shared it with us. And then when we saw that, we all felt like, okay, we got to play for this mm-hmm. little girl too. So we did. And then when she came back home, she sent us some video and pictures of her arriving home around 3 a.m. to silver balloons all along the house, all along her truck, and then inside there were cards and well wishes and flowers and more silver balloons to celebrate that victory. And it's funny because usually silver is one of the medals that is the most disappointing. To some people, it's the most disappointing because to earn that silver, you end on a losing mm-hmm. game, whereas bronze, you win the bronze, you win the gold. But silver sometimes can be very disappointing. But for us, I felt our energy was so up and so great that we knew we had medaled, and that was great for us. We didn't expect those results as underdogs, but we were very happy with that result. And the other one of the challenges we also had that we faced is because you can never know what is. Slow pitch is a game that has a lot of variables and unpredicted things. Like there's going to be error. There might be errors. You don't know when or how they're going to happen or how it's going to impact the team. There's going to be some injuries at times. We suffered 3 injury reports, and one of them had sprained her ankle. And the girls already knew before going in, because I had repeated myself very often, that there's a difference between playing hurt and playing injured. I'll allow a player to play hurt as long as she wants to play, but I will not allow them to play injured because then it's a liability for themselves and as well as the team. But she had sprained her ankle on sliding into second base, and we had seen it, and it was painful to see and was painful for her. And during the game, shortly after, she, no joke, couldn't walk on it, couldn't put any weight on it, but was hobbling to me and said, coach, I can still bat. I can still bat. Let me bat. So I had to not laugh, but I said, oh, I'm sorry, it's too late. I already put in a substitute for you. So you can sit down and rest that ankle. But the amount of people that would, like, we over 35, we had these aches and pains in our bodies, but they were still willing to put it all in the line for their teammates and just show up because that's how the chemistry of the team was, and that's how everyone wanted to be. We all wanted to be there for each other. And one of the players during the semifinals, everyone was chanting. Every time she would do a play, they would chant MVP. And she generally felt bad about it because she came up to me, and I believe her. She said that she felt like she was taking the spotlight away from other players, and this is a team sport. I told her, no, everyone loves to hear that, and we're all happy for her, and she's forcing us to play better as well. We wanted to play better at her degree. That game, she had 2 home runs, 1 triple, and 2 doubles. So she was 5 for 5. Those are incredible stats. So she deserved those mentions and that recognition, but she felt bad. But I told her, no, like, this is your moment. We're all happy for you. You're representing the team. It's good. And then And then one other day, it'll be someone else's that might shine more. And then after one bad injury that happened on the field, our team kind of lost track there. And then the other team kept getting a lot of good hits on us. And then the fans started chanting our pitcher's name. And our pitcher just paused. Between pitches, she paused for a long pause, looked up, and started dancing. And the whole team, it kind of took off the edge from the team. And that was during the championship game. And we were like, all right, we got this. And then we played much better after that. But it was just, we were too much in our head at one point because it was championships. And it was just like, you come back to remember what the essence of the game is. And it's to have fun and let loose and have fun. And that's how you play better. But anyone that would just starts to play, I would tell them to, and are interested in that, I would definitely recommend that they talk to players that have gone to hear their experience. And softball, slow pitch is a game that it's about mechanics, also feeling, and also practice. Mm-hmm. So if you're willing to learn and if you're willing to put in the time to practice, it doesn't take decades to become a top-notch player. It's a lot of visualization, practice, and talk with other teammates to get tips. And once you see what works for you, you'd be surprised at how far you would go. I know for me, I played fast pitch growing up, and so once I hit competitive fast pitch, I stopped playing because I was like, okay, I played for the provincial team. I don't think I'll play for the national team. So at that point, I was like, okay, I'll walk away from the sport and find a new challenge. And then it was 10 years later that a friend of my husband that asked me to go play for fun said, you want to play slow pitch? And I said, oh. And to me, slow pitch was orthodox. So I went and I told him, I said, yeah, I haven't played in 10 years, so if I'm not good, send me home again. It's okay. I won't be offended. but he was like, no, it's just for fun. You'll be fine. And then so I went there, and then I saw the pitcher practice warm up, and I was like, oh, that's a weird warm up. I had never seen lob ball. Like I said, to me, slow pitch was orthodox. And the game starts, and that's how they're pitching. And I was like, how am I supposed to hit that ball? So anyone that thinks that slow pitch is easier than fast pitch or baseball, I would like to argue that with them, because if in fast pitch and baseball, which I've grown up playing and I love, I have a passion for those sports, it's if you have a good pitcher, defensively, you might not have much play, but in slow pitch you have to be ready with every pitch because it can be hit anywhere at any time, and it can be hit very hard as well. So defensively, I find that this game, slow pitch, can be at most times more challenging. However, offensively, batting, obviously, you have more time to see the ball and connect with the ball. But defensively, I find that slow pitch is much more challenging. So people who think that, oh, slow pitch is just a fun, slow sport, the name can be deceiving.
So. I should ask, we talked about being over 35. Mm-hmm. What range was it?
Well, 35 to 55. Okay. On the team that we brought to Nationals.
How many times have I said on the field, I'm too old for this game now?
This is it. There's no excuses anymore.
Right. Yeah.
Now there's a league that fits your age range. Yeah.
So and 55. And there's actually a woman we met in Saskatoon that she's a local woman from Saskatoon. And every tournament, she always goes there with a clean slate of mind and decides, okay, I'm going to pick this team to cheer for. And she picked us. And she was 70 and had only stopped playing the last few years, maybe three years. So it was...
she was at every game.
Yeah, every game, cheering us on. And like I said, she played in her late 60s, till her late 60s.
Wow. Yeah. Right. I know. That's my plan. But yeah. I'm 42 and broken arm, so...
So during the match, she was rushed to the hospital, and then they reset her arm and put it in a cast. And then she got back to the hotel room and we all went to see her. And then the next day we did a medal presentation with her and a photo.